You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible Week International. Enjoy the show!
Hello everyone, welcome to day 325. We're continuing in the book of Ezekiel. In chapter 40, Ezekiel meets a stranger, a man made of bronze. And this strange man takes Ezekiel to the ruined temple of the Lord. Just think, it's all in ruins. I mean, who knows the terrible condition that it's in. But this bronze man pulls out a measuring tape and shows Ezekiel every detail of the Lord's temple. So get out your Legos or your Minecraft and follow along. Maybe you can rebuild the Lord's temple as you listen. And in the New Testament, we're finishing the book of James. And in the final chapter, in chapter 5, he gives some final instructions. It's a list of things, actually, such as, once again, watch out for rich people, especially those who've gained their money through dishonest means. But James mostly tells the Christians to hold on, to keep the faith, to look to Bible heroes like Job, and finishes up with some final advice about praying, and that God likes us to check in with them once in a while. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Ezekiel chapter 40, the new temple. In the 25th year after we were taken away into captivity, at the beginning of the year on the 10th day of the month, the Lord's power took control of me. This was 14 years after the Babylonians captured Jerusalem. On that day, the Lord took me there in a vision. In the vision, God carried me to the land of Israel. He put me down near a very high mountain. On the mountain in front of me was a building that looked like a city. When he took me to that place, a man was there who looked like polished bronze. In his hand, he had a linen cord and a stick for measuring. He was standing by the gate. The man said to me,
"Son of man, use your eyes and ears. Look at these things and listen to me. Pay attention to everything that I show you, because you have been brought here so that I can show you these things. You must tell the people of Israel all that you see."
I saw a wall that went all the way around the outside of the temple. In the man's hand there was a stick for measuring things. It was 3 meters long. So the man measured the thickness of the wall. It was 3 meters thick. He measured the height of the wall. It was 3 meters tall. Then the man went to the east gate. He walked up its steps and measured the opening for the gate. It was 3 meters wide. The guard rooms were 3 meters long and 3 meters wide. The walls between the rooms were 2.5 meters thick. The opening by the porch at the end of the gateway that faced the temple was also 3 meters wide. Then he measured the porch. It was 4 meters long. He measured the walls on each side of the gate. Each side wall was 1 meter wide. The porch was at the end of the gateway that faced the temple. There were 3 little guard rooms on each side of the gateway. All these rooms and their side walls measured the same. The man measured the entrance to the gateway. It was 5 meters wide and 6.5 meters long. There was a low wall in front of each room. That wall was 50 centimeters tall and 50 centimeters thick. The rooms were square. Each wall was 3 meters long. The man measured the gateway from the outside edge of the roof of one room to the outside edge of the roof of the opposite room. It was 12.5 meters. Each door was directly opposite the other door. He measured the faces of all the side walls, including the side walls on each side of the porch at the courtyard. The total was 30 meters. From the inside edge of the outer gate to the far end of the porch was 25 meters. There were narrow openings above all the guard rooms, sidewalls, and the porch. The openings were smaller on the outside than on the inside. There were carvings of palm trees on the walls that were on each side of the gateway. the outer courtyard. Then the man led me into the outer courtyard. I saw 30 rooms and stone pavement that went all the way around the courtyard. The rooms were along the wall and faced in towards the pavement. The pavement was as wide as the gates were long, and it reached to the inside of the gateway. This was the lower pavement. The man measured the distance from the inside of the lower gateway to the outside of the inner courtyard. It was 50 meters on the east side as well as on the north side. Then the man measured the length and width of the north gate that was in the wall surrounding the outer courtyard. This gateway, its 3 rooms on each side, and its porch all measured the same as the first gate. The gateway was 25 meters long and 12.5 meters wide. The openings in the walls, its porch, and its carvings of palm trees measured the same as the east gate. On the outside, there were 7 steps leading up to the gate and the porch inside the gate. Across the courtyard from the north gate, there was a gate to the inner courtyard. It was like the gate on the east. The man measured from the gate on the inner wall to the gate on the outer wall. It was 50 meters from gate to gate. Then the man led me to the south wall. I saw a gate in the south wall. He measured its side walls and its porch. They measured the same as the other gates. The rooms of the gateway and its porch had narrow openings all around, like the rooms of the other gates. The gateway was 25 meters long and 12.5 meters wide. There were 7 steps leading up to this gate and the porch inside the gate. It had carvings of palm trees on the walls that were on both sides of the gateway. A gate was on the south side of the inner courtyard. The man measured from the gate on the inner wall to the gate on the outer wall. It was 50 meters from gate to gate. The inner courtyard. Then the man led me through the south gate into the inner courtyard. He measured the gate. This gateway measured the same as the gateways in the outer wall. Its rooms, side walls, and porch also measured the same as the other gates. There were narrow openings in the walls around the gateway and its porch. The gateway was 25 meters long and 12.5 meters wide. The porch was 12.5 meters long and 2.5 meters wide. And its porch was at the end of the gateway next to the outer courtyard. Carvings of palm trees were on the walls on each side of the gateway. There were 8 steps leading up to the gate. Then the man led me into the inner courtyard on the east side. He measured the gate, measured the same as the other gates. Its rooms, side walls, and porch also measured the same as the other gates. There were narrow openings in the walls around the gateway and its porch. The gateway was 25 meters long and 12.5 meters wide, and its porch was at the end of the gateway next to the outer courtyard. Carvings of palm trees were on the walls on each side of the gateway. There were 8 steps leading up to the gate. Then the man led me to the north gate. He measured it, and it measured the same as the other gates. Its rooms, side walls, and porch also measured the same as the other gates. There were narrow openings in the walls around the gateway and its porch. The gateway was 25 meters long and 12.5 meters wide, and its porch was at the end of the gateway next to the outer courtyard. Carvings of palm trees were on the walls on each side of the gateway. There were 8 steps leading up to the gate. The rooms for preparing sacrifices. There was also a doorway in the side walls of the gates. That doorway led into a room where the priests washed the sacrifices. There were 2 tables on each side of the door of this porch. The animals for the burnt offerings, the sin offerings, and the guilt offerings were killed on these tables. There were also 2 tables on each side of the door on the outside wall of this porch. So there were 4 tables on the inside wall, 4 tables on the outside wall, 8 tables that the priests used when they killed the animals for sacrifices. There were also 4 tables made from cut stone for the burnt offerings. These tables were 75 centimeters long, 75 centimeters wide, and 50 centimeters high. On these tables, the priests put their tools that they used to kill the animals for the burnt offerings and other sacrifices. there were meat hooks, 75 millimeters long, on all the walls in this area. The meat of the offerings was put on the tables. Rooms for the priests on duty. There were two rooms in the inner courtyard. One was by the north gate facing south. The other room was by the south gate facing north. The man said to me,
"The room that faces south is for the priests who have guard duty for the temple area. And the room that faces north is for the priests who have guard duty for the altar. These men are all from the tribe of Levi. They are descendants of Zadok and have the right to serve in the presence of the Lord."
The man measured the inner courtyard. The courtyard was a perfect square. It was 50 meters long and 50 meters wide. The altar was in front of the temple. The porch of the temple. Then the man led me to the porch of the temple and measured the walls on each side of the porch. Each side wall was 2.5 meters thick and 1.5 meters wide. The opening between them was 7 meters. The porch was 10 meters wide and 6 meters long. 10 steps went up to the porch. There were 2 pillars for the walls on each side of the porch, 1 at each wall. James chapter 5, a warning to rich and selfish people. You rich people, listen. Cry and be very sad, because much trouble will come to you. Your riches will rot and be worth nothing. Your clothes will be eaten by moths. Your gold and silver will rust, and that rust will be proof that you were wrong. That rust will eat your bodies like fire. You saved your treasure in the last days. People worked in your fields, but you did not pay them. They are crying out against you. They harvested your crops. Now, the Lord All-Powerful has heard their cries. Your life on earth was full of rich living. You pleased yourselves with everything you wanted. You made yourselves fat, like an animal ready for the day of slaughter. You showed no mercy to innocent people. They were not against you, but you killed them. Be patient. Brothers and sisters, be patient. The Lord will come, so be patient until that time. Look at the farmers. They have to be patient. They have to wait for their valuable crop to grow and produce a harvest. They wait patiently for the first rain and the last rain. You must be patient too. Never stop hoping. The Lord will soon be here. Brothers and sisters, don't complain against each other. If you don't stop complaining, you will be judged guilty, and the judge is ready to come. Brothers and sisters, follow the example of the prophets who spoke for the Lord. They suffered many bad things, but they were patient. And we say that those who accepted their troubles with patience now have God's blessing. You have heard about Job's patience. You know that after all his troubles, the Lord helped him. This shows that the Lord is full of mercy and is kind. Be careful what you say. My brothers and sisters, it is very important that you do not use an oath when you make a promise. Don't use the name of heaven, earth, or anything else to prove what you say. When you mean yes, say only yes. When you mean no, say only no. Do this so that you will not be judged guilty. The power of prayer. Are you having troubles? You should pray. Are you happy? You should sing. Are you sick? Ask the elders of the church to come and rub oil on you in the name of the Lord and pray for you. If such a prayer is offered in faith, it will heal anyone who is sick. The Lord will heal them, and if they have sinned, He will forgive them. So always confess to each other the wrong things you have done, and pray for each other. Then God can heal you. Anyone who lives the way God wants can pray, and great things will happen. Elijah was a person just like us. He prayed that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Then Elijah prayed that it would rain. The rain came down from the sky, and the land grew crops again, helping people when they sinned. My brothers and sisters, if anyone wanders away from the truth, and someone helps that person come back, remember this. Anyone who brings a sinner back from the wrong way will save that person from eternal death and cause many sins to be forgiven. Psalm chapter 130, a song for going up to the temple. Lord, I am in deep trouble, so I am calling to you for help. My Lord, listen to me. Pay attention to my prayer. Lord, if you punished people for all their sins, no one would be left alive. But you forgive people so that they will respect and honor you. I am waiting for the Lord to help me. I wait for him with all that I am. I trust what he says. I am waiting for my Lord, like a guard waiting and waiting for the morning to come. Israel, trust in the Lord. The Lord is the one who always shows his love for us. He saves us again and again. And he is the one who will save Israel from all their sins. Thank you, everyone. That was day 325. Join us for day 326, continuing through the book of Ezekiel. Beyond the temple, the bronze man continues his tour. When he takes Ezekiel to the inner chamber, the place where God lives, how will it be described? In other words, if God were to come down here on earth and live in the tent, what sort of things does God want in his room? And in the New Testament, we will begin the book of 1 Peter. And I'll give a detailed introduction to the book in the next episode. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.